This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, I never did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be bigger ones on YouTube with you for French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What up?
How are you, buddy? Did you have a great weekend?
Yeah, weekend was cool. Except for hockey and basketball.
Yeah, the sports wasn't great.
Then I got up in the morning to a clogged drain.
A clogged drain in your sink, bathroom, toilet?
Sink. In the kitchen.
Somebody not know that you don't have a garbage disposal issue? I nailed it!
I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah. People really do think you can put whatever you want down the sink.
Yes! Man, I looked down in there, I thought I saw a rack of lamb, just the bones just sticking up. I'm like, hey, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, so how you feeling about the draft?
I feel okay. I mean, look, they got two starting fat guys, like, in the first two picks. So I thought that was a great start.
I think the purpose of this draft, if you go from top to bottom, was to get bigger and physical.
Oh.
Okay. I know what people are saying about the secondary, but there was a boatload of corners and safeties in the draft. A ton.
Yeah, and we talked about that going into it, like, because everybody had looked and said, well, that was the obvious need because the whole Jalen Ramsey thing, which continues to get weird. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But I could see the weaknesses there, I don't feel like you got a prayer if you don't have anybody to get pushed up the middle. And so I'm fine with it. I think you come out of it, you have a starting guard and a starting defensive tackle. That was absolutely necessary. They traded up to get... I'm going to try and get this one. Savaa Niaia.
Can we just call him Jonah?
People calling him Big Jonah. People calling him Big Jonah. Savaa Niaia.
Stop. Hey, it's Monday morning. Don't make it difficult for yourself. Just call the man Big Jonah.
Big Jonah?
Yeah.
Big Jonah. Hey, if he was in Vegas, they'd call him Mr. S. Mr. S. But here's what I like about the picks, all of their big guys that they got are athletic. That gives you flexibility, right?
Yeah, he played a lot of different positions in college. Like he was a tackle also, in college, but did right, you, left, guard. He did it all. Right.
I told you that you're always going to have a couple of those guys, even if they start, because if somebody gets hurt, it enables you to be more flexible up front, right? And so you're always going to have a couple of those guys on the offensive line that can play multiple positions or have the ability to.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they're going to be good at
it. Look.
We've been through that.
They traded up to get him. They obviously thought a lot of him because they gave up a haul to get him. Then they went back and they got a third round pick back. They traded back out. It was an interesting right. draft. It was kind of one of those. It was, but I will say when you sit there, because I was watching day three, I was like, all right, Dolphins are on the clock.
Whoa, day three of the draft.
Well, here's what it was. I was at the Heat game. I'm watching the Heat in front of me. I got the Panthers
you might
on the
as well
television.
Watch the draft.
And I got the draft. And I got the. That wasn't even before. That wasn't even before the clobbering happened.
The clobbering.
I think there was still time. And then as soon as the Dolphins are like, the Dolphins have traded out. I'm like, oh come on. That's the only thing. It's just selfishly. I'm like, I don't. You know, whatever. They thought that there was value there, picking up a third rounder for next year. They gave up. They just gave up one to get Big Jonah. Then all right. I'm good with it.
So I like, if you think of the last few drafts, even though they may have drafted talent, you didn't see like a purpose, right? They were just drafting guys. You can see now there was some intent, right? It's almost like everybody became aware of what the shortcomings were the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a couple of things. They got extremely younger. Like the oldest dude is 22. You got a 20-year-old. You got a couple of 21-year-olds. They're young. So now you have a core of guys that can kind of bring in a new mantra, right? It sucks that Jalen Ramsey feels the way he does, and I kind of agree with him because I've always told you, you underestimate when I say fourth and one and what that means, right? But now they're trying to transition into a more physical team, a younger team.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it. It's the first draft that I've seen where you kind of see a purpose, right? And so I want to see how it works out. I want to see if these guys pan out. But you're going to be more physical up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And if it's evident by who has been successful in the NFL, it starts there. Even with Kansas City, you go look at Kansas City's last two Super Bowls. Who were we talking about? That D line.
Yep, and that was so first three picks being in the trenches.
Right.
And don't forget that Dez Bryant says we just drafted the next Dan Marino, so we're good. Quinn, I'd already take Quinn Ewers over Tua.
Let me say this, Dez. I appreciate your concern for the Miami Dolphins. But Quinn Ewers' own school couldn't get him out of there quick enough.
Dez Bryant, for those who don't know, he tweeted over the weekend, I like Quinn Ewers over Tua already. He's Dan Marino 2.0. And yes, I said it.
Well, no, first of all, he's tiny. Dan Marino was a moose. Okay? He don't have an arm like... Did anybody watch Texas in the playoffs? And you still want to say that? They could not. The whole state of Texas could not wait. You know the first thing my boy said to me, Metcalf?
What'd he say?
Well, It's Archer's show now. I said, Quentin got another year. It's Archer's show now.
Not to me, does it?
Right. So think about that. Wait. I'll give you a perfect example. If Cam Ward had another year of eligibility and he was contemplating staying, how much money would the University of Miami throw at him?
10 mil.
Okay. So let's put it in perspective. The University of Texas said, it's been nice, it's been real, but you got to go. Okay? That's at the college level.
Look, Des Bryant thinks he's Dan Marino. I don't know why you're poo-pooing it. You guys seen quarterbacks? It was funny, though, that there was a time, because congratulations on Shedeur Sanders, Leroy. Congrats. You have the weirdest quarterback room in the league.
We got about seven quarterbacks, and look, I will say this. Ain't nobody upset with that quarterback room being full. Because God knows.
Were they not upset? Because I saw their draft room reaction, and I have never seen a group of men less enthused about taking a player than the Browns war room after they announced that selection. It was basically like somebody had farted in their draft room. That's how they reacted. It seemed very much like somebody up top was like, come on, baby. Let's have a little fun. Because we know that owner. He likes to have a little fun, baby.
Okay, first of all, let's understand what Shedeur Sanders is. I don't question his heart. I don't question his grit. I don't question any of that. Okay? Dude's a dog when it comes to that. Because playing behind that offensive line, he got his ass kicked a lot. Now, going to the next level, and I said this before the draft, so I don't want people sitting here thinking I just came to this conclusion. One of the reasons why I said I would take Cam over Shedeur is I've seen him make on-time throws. I've seen him be accurate with more passes. And I've seen him lead a team. The leading the team, I'm not saying Shedeur can't do that. But he seemed to just drop back and hold the ball till Travis Hunter got open.
But forget about that. What's up with your franchise taking somebody in the third round and then they take him? Like, that's weird, dude. It's a weird move by them.
It is, but you understand. You're also talking about an organization that's been shell-shocked as far as the quarterback position. And if it's a matter of taking three of them in the late rounds and hoping one of them sticks, why not?
I don't know. It just seems like you have – I mean, I know that Deshaun's not playing, but you already brought in old man Flacco. You got baby hands Pickett. You didn't draft a Dylan Gabriel. It kind of felt like when the Dylan Gabriel pick happened, that was like everybody like, whoa, he got picked over Shedeur Sanders?
Right. And
then he ends up going to the same team. You have the weird draft room reaction. It was just very odd, Leroy.
It was. No, I'm not saying it's not odd. But I'm saying that franchise has been scarred and damaged and hurt by one position. So if they draft, I mean, wait, is it crazier than the RG3 Kirk Cousins draft? No, because they were drafted late. You see what I'm saying?
It is because, I mean, there was never a point where RG3, who won a Heisman, was taken. Like, it would have been weird if they took Kirk Cousins and then they took RG3. Kirk Cousins was an afterthought. Like, he was.
Didn't they trade up for RG3?
Washington did. Yeah.
If you trade up to grab a franchise quarterback and then you grab another quarterback in the fourth round, that's weird.
Yeah, it's not as weird. But dude, it's not as weird as a guy was rumored. Like, if there were two teams that were most rumored to get him, or three, it was New York, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. to take Shador Sanders, maybe Vegas.
Right.
And you pass on them that many times, and you took somebody who nobody had above you in mock drafts.
Nobody.
I mean, you want to talk about tiny. Dylan Gabriel is tiny.
He is tiny.
And
I don't understand. Can I just say this? Isn't he Samoan, right?
He's from Hawaii. I don't know what part of that he is. I don't like to.
In all of the country, and every other position that comes out of Hawaii be big as hell, and all their quarterbacks are tiny.
I don't know.
Except for isn't Marcus Mariota's from Hawaii?
Well, they got to run.
Marcus Mariota is also Hawaiian. Yes,
they got to run.
Huh?
I mean, they got to run. I mean, those big Samoans can run in those short places. Yeah, that's why they're D tackles and O linemen. But you know, if you're a quarterback. Can't be that big.
I mean, but I'm just saying, just like the overall. So, it's.
But Dylan Gabriel makes Tua look like Big Ben. Like that's he's small.
Exactly. I'm not necessarily as flabbergasted as everybody else, because when you've lived through it and you've had the pains of who's going to play quarterback this week, right? Like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I will say this, though. Kevin Stefanski is a good quarterback coach. He's won games.
Yeah, everybody respects him. Everybody respects him.
And so from that standpoint, if there's any amount of talent in any one of these guys, he gonna be able to get it out of him. Now, I don't know how this is gonna play out, but here's the kicker: they got another first rounder next year if it doesn't.
Yeah, right? I mean, well, now
somebody traded it with them.
The thing with Shador now is like, there's no risk. It's like, who cares if he doesn't work out and he's a fifth rounder? Like, whatever.
But that's my point.
You could cut a fifth rounder next year. You could cut a fifth rounder out of training camp if you wanted to.
That's my point. Like, think about this. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that end up playing that were afterthoughts.
But I think the thing is like, rare is the time a fifth round pick is going to be the highest profile guy you have on your team. And that's going to be the thing. Like, because people were asking me about this, right? We got to take a break. We'll move 50 minutes of heat because, I mean, it's a funeral later. We'll get more into the draft. You guys get 15 minutes of heat. Tyler Hero had the saddest guarantee of all time. That's what we had after. He was like, we're not going out 4-0. I'm like, oh, thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
I mean,
it's not even like we used to make fun of Jaylen Brown when Jaylen Brown said after they went down 3-1, hey, don't let us get one. At least it delusional, but hey, it almost worked. It almost worked for him. Tyler's like, we ain't going out 4-0. I'm like, you sure? So we'll get to it, but I want to. The draft is obviously the story of the weekend. We'll get into to more of that because there's a lot to dive into. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, is back Friday, May 9th at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the QAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed, so just stop by Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacon and Plantation Walk. It's free. Come on by. Say hello. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 24 dealer of the year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend. Check it on out. So if you guys are just tuning in this weekend, over the weekend, the Miami Dolphins and their draft. On Thursday night, they take Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle from Michigan. Then in the second round, they take Jonah Savainaya from Arizona, offensive lineman. They take Jordan Phillips in the first round, defensive tackle.
Another Jordan Phillips.
New Jordan Phillips, yep.
Isn't that crazy?
It is a little bit weird. Where's school?
If he went to Texas, it's
Maryland.
Scary. Okay.
He went to Maryland.
They drafted two guys from Maryland.
They did draft two guys from Maryland. They also drafted Dante Trader, a safety. They drafted Jason Marshall Jr., cornerback from Florida. One everybody's really intrigued by is their sixth-round pick. They took Ollie Gordon II, a running back from Oklahoma State. Moose was the league-leading rusher in 2023. Took a little bit of a step back last year, but obviously an intriguing addition. Different type of running back than the Miami Dolphins have had. With a lot of the speed, small guys. This guy is a moose. So that'll be intriguing to see what they can do with him. Talked about Quinn Ewers. He was drafted in the seventh round by the Dolphins. Quarterback from Texas. And Zeke Biggers, defensive tackle from Georgia Tech. He's like 6'6", 3 a lot.
That's it. Hey, what did I tell you I wanted the theme of this draft to be? Fat
big,
guys.
Big. Big. But, yeah, at some point, there was a time where people were wondering, and even I think it was thrown out by a couple of, like, the draft analysts, would Shador Sanders end up in Miami? And then here was what Chris Greer had to say when asked if it was a conversation the Dolphins had at any point on that day three when he just continued to slide.
Was Shador Sanders considered at any point?
Yes, we had lots of discussions about him today. Yeah.
Well, all right. They had lots of discussions about.
And I would say he couldn't be farther from the type of quarterback this team needs. And I say it this way. Tua is unique in that he makes anticipatory throws in an area of the field that quarterbacks hate throwing the football, and that is the middle of the field. He's accurate, okay? I don't know if Shador is that. And you want, when you bring a quarterback in to back up your quarterback, you want him to have some of the qualities to build on that if he has to play, your transition to that won't have to be too extreme. You won't have to have a whole new offense. And so it has nothing to do with whether, see, if Shador was as big as Ben Roethlisberger, then the style of quarterbacking he played would be fine. But he's not. He's tiny. So that makes it hard to play the style of football that he has played at this level. And I think that was a deterrent.
He's bigger than Tua, though.
Yeah, taller.
I mean, all right. We're being it's semantics. They're same size basically. Like Tua's not a big guy.
Right.
Tua's not a big guy, not a guy who can see over his line. But this is the thing though, Leroy. Like what you're saying, I guess makes sense. But when you get to a point, if you have a quarterback who has durability issues, and you do have, let's say, I guess you don't want to say he's a first round talent, but a highly thought of quarterback, and he is dropping, and you have, look, obviously they wanted to put somebody in the room because they drafted Quinn Ewers, so they did want to add some youth there. I think the thing with the Dolphins though that like can't be ignored with it is like, look. Everything with Tua is a thing. Just is. Like he is one of these quarterbacks that just like it's always polarizing, it's always a topic. I mean, to add Shador Sanders to that team, I mean, dude, people are going to be doing quarterback controversy every single week down here. People want Tua gone.
And
teams go away from that. Look, teams don't even have that issue, didn't want him because of that stuff. You don't think there's a Tebow element to this where people are like, we don't want that. We don't want that dynamic.
Yeah, but somebody still drafted Tebow in the first round.
I know. But then
I would say this. If the talent was there, nobody would care. Because guess what?
Yeah, for sure. If there was. But there's obviously questions of the talent. There are obviously questions about his attitude in the whole draft process. But I'm talking about bring a guy in with a high-profile name with whatever his credentials were in college, which were good. Good right. player.
Yeah.
And then you add on top of it a quarterback with Tua, can't stay healthy. People already are like, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? Dude, I mean, you want to talk about it would have made our lives easier. That would have been like, I mean, everybody every week would have been like, is it Shador time? Is it Shador time?
Yeah, they're going to get those people don't know football.
That's fine, Leroy. But, well, I mean, like, you're going to be dealing with that, too, like, with Cleveland. It's going to be a thing. It's just less so because they don't have a quarterback. But even if Deshaun Watson was healthy and they made this decision, that would have been a thing of when they're going to pull the switch on.
Yeah, but here's the whole problem I have with all this and everything you're saying. All the stuff that you're saying could be accurate. But the people that would have a problem and bring questions into mix are the people that are showing they don't know enough about football. Like, yeah, it's a new name. It's a brand name. It's a guy who's going to garner a lot of attention. But at some point, you have to acknowledge his ability. Okay? I don't care what the name is.
Yeah, but that's the thing is when you're already in a situation. Like, I'm talking about that first season when no one really knows his ability yet. You don't, Leroy, you don't. We don't know how good he's going to be in the league.
Okay, but you don't. You really don't. But the things that make you good in this league, what does he do? Go. There's 32 teams, and they're looking at Shador Sanders and saying, from the transition from college to the NFL, what skill set transfers over?
What was that?
I'll wait.
Let me ask you this.
Give me one.
Go ahead, Vlad.
Give me one.
If his last name was Manny, you think things would have been different?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it would.
No.
Yeah, it would have.
Okay. All right. I'm just.
They would have said he had intangibles. Well, he has the it factor. Here's there would have been
thing.
Things
that.
Gamer.
Huh? Well, the one thing
a I'll gamer, say it would have been totally different.
But here, the one thing I'll say about a Manning is, ain't none of them small. All of them have the prototypical look.
Yeah, but I would say the small thing, like that's going further away by the wayside. Like there are skinnier, smaller quarterbacks. It's not as much of a thing as it used to be.
Leroy acts like these guys can't gain weight when they get into the NFL. Zach Wilson wasn't a big quarterback coming into the league.
Let me give you a perfect example. Dillon Gabriel is tiny.
Mm-hmm.
When they drafted him, what did they talk about? His ability to elude and make plays down the field. We may have questions about him making on-time throws. We may have questions about his size, but when they showed tape, they show him running. They show him moving around. They show him making plays. Okay, that might not be a first or second rounder, mm-hmm. but some people might find that skill set worthy of a third round pick. All I'm asking you is this, regardless of what the name is, tell me, give me one set of skills that he possessed that you could say that'll work in the NFL.
I would say, like, he has a lot of the timing stuff that Tua does have. Like, he does.
No,
like,
he doesn't.
Dude, come on. Like, this guy.
He doesn't. Dude, Leroy, listen. This is real talk, okay? He is high school compared to Tua's timing when it comes
okay,
to.
Okay, yes, Tua has a superpower of timing. That, like, you're not going to find that, and you're not going to find that below the second round, Leroy.
Right, but right.
Listen, so I don't think it's fair to compare.
Like to say, but no, 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 no. But to say somebody you're going to find somebody similar to Tua in the fifth round,
it's not fair to compare.
Is not reasonable. No, I'm talking about, but when you're talking about who you're going to find,
didn't draft Quentin Ewers. Okay,
I don't think
Quentin Ewers to try to develop him.
Is he Quentin Ewers?
Is it Quentin?
No, it's Quinn.
Quinn. All right, Quinn. I'm black. We don't have Quins. We have Quentins. Sorry. I'm just saying, Quinn. So they drafted him to try to develop him. He is a project.
Okay. But best
said he could get there.
But best guess this year, who's going to get a chance to start first, Quinn Ewers or Shador Sanders? Because I'm going to say Shador Sanders.
Why?
P- Because, like, what other options do they have in Cleveland?
I'll put something on that.
You think that Shedeur Sanders is not going to start at all this year?
No.
Doubt it, dude. Like, they've already, like...
Really? Wait, but you still, listen, you still have not answered
I can, because question. It's pretty clear, Leroy. I understand what you're saying, but the idea that Dylan Gabriel, who had the number one team in the country around him, and Shedeur Sanders, who, yeah, had a very good player in Travis Hunter, but probably one of the worst O-lines in the country where he was getting his ass kicked left and right.
You know what I can say?
We pointed that out.
He helped lead a team, and Luis Benito did say this. Like, Colorado only won one game before Shedeur and Deion went there.
Yeah.
And they were in the midst of the college football playoffs this season.
There's nobody on God's green earth that thought that Dylan Gabriel was going to get picked before Shedeur Sanders.
No, yeah, me this included. Guy, you could say
nobody.
I'm gonna say me included.
Okay,
the swag might be something, but he's a culture changer,
dude. Like the idea that Dylan Gabriel even went in the third round is a little shocking. And they took him before Shedeur Sanders, and also kind of feels like they were strong enough to take him because the owner likes to do that. He does. It's just like, look at that draft room and look how they reacted to him getting picked. Right. Not look like, and look, I know there was stuff said around his whole draft persona, and I'm sure the Dolphins weren't very involved in it because they do have Tua. But
I'm
when you are.
Even, I'm not even talking bill, about that. I Toby. Don't care. Listen, it is to be honest with you, the only thing that I am looking at when I'm looking at this situation, I don't care about the attitude. I don't care about any of that. Hell, Brian Leaf went second. Don't tell me about attitude, okay? Don't tell me about you overlooked all that attitude because dude was big as hell, had a cannon for an arm, and whatever. That's fine. I don't care about that stuff. I don't care about the one. All I am talking about is the skill set that he has and how it transfers to the NFL. That is it.
You wouldn't say, like, he's got a lot of the stuff that Brock Purdy does? Like, Brock Purdy's, like, gamer. Like, what is the thing that stands out about Brock Purdy?
He's pretty accurate.
Shedeur Sanders threw at 70%, dude. Like, it's not like he's...
Yeah, but that's... All right.
Oh, no, don't say that, because a lot of people thought, too, it was accurate because he throws short passes to Tyreek Hill and those guys. So don't say that. Okay. Don't give me that.
It's not nothing.
You're telling me he... Okay. Him and two are same.
No, nobody's saying he's same. You said similar. When you're looking for something 70%. Similar in the later round. If you're the Dolphins and you're looking for somebody, like, nobody's coming into this draft process and saying Quinn Ewers is a better quarterback prospect than Shedeur Sanders.
Nobody is.
Other than maybe Des Bryant. We'll take a break. We got to get into the Cats a little bit. We'll get back into the draft. But the Panthers, they dropped game 3. Controversy. We're getting heated. Kachuk, dirty hits. Ekblad's back. Back after this.
These are the days when you wish your bed was already made.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Chauvin and Leroy. Let's get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of...
your Florida Panthers.
So the Panthers lose game 3 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They'll be back at it tonight for game 4. Thank you, NHL and NBA and Turner. Really, again, just top work by you guys. We can't thank you enough. ESPN, bang-up job, guys. Thank you. How can we be so lucky as to get all of our teams playing at the same time? I guess it's only going to matter for one more night. The Panthers lost on Saturday. They got handled 5-1. They got out to a 1-0 lead, and then just you got Vasilevskied. You know, he had one of them days.
Oh my goodness, it was crazy.
Had one of them days. Vasilevsky was standing on his head against the Cats. Vlad, you were boots on the ground. Would you boots on the ice? What'd you make of the Cats' performance there?
It was weird. Like, after Kachuk scored the first goal, you're thinking, okay, boom, the energy's there. First goal at home, you're back at your home arena. So this is going to be a Panther victory. And then they scored late in the first, and it just seemed like every bounce just went their way. Like, the Lightning, everything was going, every deflection, it was going in. Anytime that the Panthers shot, he was just stopping every puck. Like every shot was going, every shot was being deflected, stopped. And the other thing I also realized, it was like the first time all the guys were like healthy and playing together.
So Ekblad came back.
Right. So I felt like there was a lot of overpassing. Like guys could have taken their regular shots, but they were trying to get everybody involved. Because even though they outshot the Lightning, they could have really outshot them. Like, with a lot of open shots that these
there
guys
was a
could.
Lot of times guys had open shots past the puck and they get deflected.
Right. So that's what
or
that's
you
why
get I, no shot.
That's why I was saying it was a lot of deflections that was going on and just the puck was just going. It just felt like the puck was going Tampa's way.
I'm glad you said that, Black. I felt the same way. I'm like, shoot it, shoot it. I kept yelling at the TV.
We had another hit. We had another hit controversy at the end where the Tkachuk hitting who was it, Guentzel? He does the old wraparound, bang, hits him. No disciplinary action for him. No hearing, though. He's not going to be suspended. Their coach, though, was a bit of a smartass. He's like, you do me only hit the player who is the puck. So he's all in his feelings because he's making taking jabs at Paul Maurice. So now Paul Maurice and Cooper have like a little bit of back and forth between
each
other.
That's good because here's the thing. A lot of people were asking, oh, there was a lot of feistiness and a lot of stuff that was happening after the whistle. And Paul Maurice was like, nah, I thought game two was more physical than this. And I was like, really? But Paul Maurice's his attitude was like, yeah, we lost. But, you know, it wasn't really anything that they were doing. We had no energy. It was like we were not.
Which is a little strange. You would think like, I mean, again, it was a 1 o'clock start, but you would think the building.
Everybody being back.
Juiced up. Everybody back. Yeah. First game in the building since winning the Stanley Cup. That would have everybody going. But yeah, look, hockey, you can, when you get stonewalled by a great goaltending performance, that can do things to you. Barkov did not miss any action. So that was good that Barkey was back. We will now have tonight. Hagel coming back off his suspension, so now we're gonna see will he and Tkachuk get into it after all of their jabbering back and forth, and then they thinking that Tkachuk had a dirty hit at the end there. This could be the game that's like the powder keg of like it all blowing up with all the emotions.
Yeah,
this could be the game. Like this is the one where you got to look out for.
Well, because you can't you really don't want to go back 2-2.
Nah, you don't. You certainly don't. You could put a pretty a strong. I mean, it's hockey, so you don't want to say it's over. And we saw last year, like 3-0, it went all the way to squeaky cheeks. But 3-1, you know, with the feel it has right now, yeah, it would feel like the Cats put a death grip on it if they get this one tonight.
But it's hockey. Like
it is hockey.
Hockey, you can win the
hockey going hockey.
Hockey
so
going hockey,
happen,
like
right.
You could be. I've seen series where no team won on their home ice, and it's like, what's the point of having home ice game seven if you're not going to win it?
It is the sport that means the least, right? Is whether you have home field advantage.
No, it doesn't matter. As long as you have that goalie, if that goalie standing on his head, forget about it.
Yeah, it did feel, though, like with the Cats having it last year, that Game 7 was huge to have at home. Like, it felt like it reset them in a lot of ways. Like, if you would have gone to Edmonton Game 7 after dropping three straight, like, that building would have been insane. Like, I know that's the riff, but at times, that last one, you definitely want to be in your barn. For right now, though, I do think that there's a little bit of the Cats feeling things out, getting everybody back, knowing that Barkey was healthy. There was a chance for a let-up. You get the early goal. You're like, all right, come on. We got these guys. Once you kick their ass twice and then you start off 1-0, you probably are like, oh, come on. We're toying with these guys at this point. It's embarrassing. So now I think you get a more
– I don't think they do that in hockey, man.
Oh, it definitely happens. It
especially
definitely
especially this team that
– It happens in every sport.
Team came
Leroy.
Back from 3-0.
Dude, yeah, but it's a different team. There's different guys on it. You're getting everybody back. It was Ekblad's first game in 2 months. You know, I think, you know, they take care of it tonight like they should. They're going to be in a great spot.
In other words, we ain't worried.
I ain't worried. We'll take a break. Now with Tua is next.